From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the ski and snowboarding or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Beautiful Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Well, hell yeah, good morning and welcome to your BF Thursday. Breakfast for dinner. Start planning now. Skip the most important meal of the day, but you can just push it a few hours and have it just in time for dinner. Big bowl of cereal for dessert and everything else that we have to look forward to as we enter the prequend. And for some, a long prequend awaits because of Juneteenth tomorrow. Anyway, we're here for you now at 800-520-1067. You can call, you can text, you can interact with the show. A lot of people already sending their congratulations on the text line to a Vanessa.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. She's on one this morning, everybody.
People claim that they ran into her yesterday watching the Colombia World Cup match.
Oh, hell yeah. I just came back from a Colombia watch party, ran into a very famous producer, and homegirl was taking like 20 shots. I think her name is Vanessa.
20 shots. Wow, Vanessa. This guy claims he saw you out in the wild.
I think her name is Vanessa.
That is your name, so the story must be legitimate. And this guy claims he saw you. And based on just some of what we've heard, I mean, this was a wild night for you.
Man, you took 20 shots? That's more incredible. Than all the players did.
Hummus, hummus!
Look, she's talking to hummus.
Oh, my God.
That's the captain's name.
She's yelling at her appetizer.
Sure.
No, but... for reals, I only had one high noon. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah.
That's
10 at least.
Wow. I mean, you could hear the breathalyzers.
That is so exciting.
Buzz, Elliot, when's the last time you've been that excited about anything? I mean, seriously, think about anything at all. Maybe finding out you were pregnant, maybe, but I don't even think you were that excited.
When I found out I was pregnant and the doctors told us, I went, oh, my God.
Right.
Wow.
Right. One reaction. Is there a time? Can anyone
That's
think?
Exciting. Thank you.
I'm just trying to think of even if I had, like, a huge bet where, like, I ended up winning the bet at the end. I don't know if I've ever been that excited as Vanessa was.
What about one of those Knicks versus Sparks games?
I mean, well, the Knicks didn't play the Sparks because that would be ridiculous.
That would have been a very easy win.
Knicks would have beaten them 10,000 to zero. But the Knicks played a team from San Antonio called the Spurs.
Okay, Spurs,
but,
Sparks.
But regardless, I mean, it was exciting, sure, but I don't think I was at that level of excitement for anything.
I think it's great that she's that excited.
Of course. I'm jealous of it. I wish I could feel that way.
There were a lot of equally excited people at that bar. Where did you go? Like, where did you find the watch party?
Okay. Well, first, I ended up going to... the bar's called Dolores on in Long Beach 4th Street. Anyways, it was so packed, and I was like, I can't go in. I can't see anything. So then I went to another bar that was literally depressing for the first half of the game. I was, like, the only Colombian there. Huh. I started crying. I was like, what am I doing here? That's why
crying?
You didn't get anything from me on
wait,
the
wait,
first
wait, 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 wait. You started crying?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
because I was feeling the passion for my country. When they sang the anthem, I was like, they're so happy. Colombia's going to be a winner.
Happy tears.
Yeah.
Got it.
And they kept telling Vanessa to stand for the anthem. And she goes, I am standing. And they couldn't tell.
Right.
Because she's so little. And I can't believe they even let you in the bar, Vanessa, to be completely honest. But there you were. And then you went to a different, you changed location.
And I went back to the bar where it was super packed. And there was only like two TVs, which is wild. A huge one. And a little one. And I didn't have access to the big one, so I had to watch
Why?
The little one.
Why? Because you're short?
No, it was just packed.
You'll be watching the kids' TV. Just like
you can have your iPad in the corner.
Basically, like, I was, like, squinting. Like, I watched that game with squinty eyes.
Oh,
I was like,
All right.
Well, there you have it.
And so you want, but it seemed like everybody else in the bar was, I mean, they were all chanting Colombia, Colombia, and
yeah,
it was,
a lot of people that were not Colombian.
They were just fans of the game. And,
yes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
and
listen.
Like, we can score! 2-1, 1-2. Let's go! We're back to being happy. Colombia!
She's a little off the chain. But...
reporting live. We came back.
Okay.
Reporting live.
There's more audio where that came from. So
it's also not live.
No, absolutely not. But there you have it. Vanessa's in a great mood today. If you don't believe us, you can call and interact with the show. She'll probably take your call. 800-520-1067. Good morning from your friends at K-Rock. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. It's 106.7. If you need us on the radio, you can find us on YouTube right now. We're streaming live there. Allie, you said video I texted you before the show.
I just watched it.
Do you think that would make Omar cry or no?
I think it would.
You do. Allie and I want to have
it's
a little
action.
It's
not a soldier, though.
No, it's
so
not
I'm
a soldier.
Not sure.
We know that Omar will admit that whenever he sees a video, for the most part, of a soldier returning home to surprise their family, he cannot help but cry.
That's
he
true.
Gets very emotional.
Yep.
And Allie and I want to side bet some action right now about another video. This one is World Cup themed. And I haven't sent it to you yet, but I wanted to see if...
I think I know what you're talking about.
Which one do you think it is?
The one that I saw yesterday was a dad who was going to, you know, he was like going to go to the World Cup. I don't know what country he was from, by himself. And his 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid was there. And then he surprises the kid saying, you're coming too. And
I don't.
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh, so you didn't cry?
I did not cry.
Oh, wow. I would have lost money. Thank you. Saved me.
By the fact that you said, wah, wah, wah. You know, I did think of another game, though, that we could do because my hormones are going to start getting out of control.
Right.
Who will cry first?
Man. Who will cry first? You or Omar? Or I'll throw
it. Right. Because there have been some commercials where I get a little emotional.
I'm going to throw another name in the mix. Who I think could be the biggest crier on the show.
It's not me,
actually. Listen.
Well, we did a bit called Can We Make Klein Cry? Because you cry at all the videos.
Well, the dog videos get me more than, when I hear Vanessa say she wants to throw dogs into a wall, that does set me off, yes. But I think there's a new person that's a front runner and who will cry next on the show, and it's this person.
Oh, my God, Klein, dude, I was listening to Friday's show with Jake and the Massive Meltdown, and oh, my God. That was so funny, man. I swear, Jake, you're such a little bitch, dude.
Oh, man.
Hey, Klein, you know, you guys should do a weekly segment where you piss Jake off as much as you possibly can and just call it Jake Gets Pissed or something stupid because honestly, that was so funny. I'd pay money to watch and to listen to Jake explode like that every week. I mean, that was just comedy gold. Jake, you're such a little pansy, dude. Throw some nuts.
The video of that Jake's meltdown is up on our Instagram right now, at Klein Alley Show, and that was over a T-shirt. He got all upset because a T-shirt that he
that
wanted.
You promised me like 3 years ago.
Well, you have it now, so your crying worked. But I think that Jake...
And then he wore it to the 7-Eleven event, and it looked terrible.
Terrible.
I look good.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Well, because he had the dog backpack on the whole time. It just ruins it.
Yeah, Jake, your boobs are coming back. A lot of people pointed that out. They say there's a lot of conversation about Klein's neck getting thick, but they said Jake's breasts are back in a big way.
Well, when he puts the dog backpack on, it's like a permanent motorboat.
Right. Well,
like
right. It's like a Wonder Bra situation where it pushes him up all big and whatnot. Like he's trying to get he's trying to find a sugar daddy or something.
And it does look great with the shirt.
I mean, it's like, just
hilarious.
I'm gonna cry now. Not gonna cry.
Take it back. Yeah.
She's so much older now than she was when she sang that song.
She knows so many more swear words now.
Yeah, she does. Is he tearing up?
I'm not going to do it.
He's closing his eyes to try and shove it down.
He's probably the last time I did cry. Okay. Take a break.
I guess we can play this with all of us.
Oh, man. Which one's going to cry next? I mean, technically, it was Vanessa because she cried during the Columbia game last night.
I know. But she was just crying because she loves her country.
I'm feeling it. If you want Allie's money, call now, 800-520-1067. If she loses, she'll probably cry.
I'll cry.
So take her money and watch her cry after this quick break. Once again, five questions about the news. Do better than Allie and get paid.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Five questions, $100, Thrifty Thursday. Allie El Cheapo herself hates to pay the people, especially this day of the week, because she wants that money for herself. But if you do better than she does with questions about the news, ranging in a variety of topics that are happening, breaking news, stuff that's developed over the last 24 to 48 hours, do better than Allie and watch her instantly pay you. You become $100 richer, and Allie has a frown on her face for most of the show. It's a win-win for all people except for Allie. So we say good morning now to Mike.
I have resting bitch face. Leave me alone.
That is a medical condition. Allie has chronic resting bitch face, Mike, but she will still pay you if you do better than she does.
Awesome. Let's do it.
So Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios and bring her...
I'm going to bring my resting bitch face out to the main break area.
RBF out of here. Just go share that with the other people, and she can't help it. That's just how she looks. I've got resting monster face. She's got resting bitch face. I've got the thick neck. She's got the long neck. It's a match made in heaven. And here we are, Mike. Your round officially begins right now. Let's go.
Allie knows the news.
Question number one. This mustached man, known for his security work, is officially going to be joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars season 35. Any guesses, Mike? Need an answer. 3, 2, 1. We move on to your next question. This team is going to have themselves a championship parade today. That's right. Move over, gays. There's a team at the parade this month. And which team is having their championship parade today?
Austria.
Austria. Oh, that would be a strange opportunity to have a championship parade in the middle of the World Cup. Question number 3. Mike Myers has just confirmed that he is bringing back this movie for the fourth time.
Austin Powers.
Question 4. McDonald's, because 2026 is apparently the year of the revival and the year of nostalgia and everything's coming back, is bringing back this menu item for the first time in 34 years. What are they bringing back?
Pizza?
Pizza, going back to McDonald's. That's an interesting guess with confidence. And finally, game happening at SoFi today for the World Cup. Name one of the two teams playing in that game.
USA.
All right. Well, I don't think you did great, but we'll score together when Allie gets in here in just a moment. Once again, never easy. Always easier when you're listening, yelling at the radio. Much harder when you're on the hot seat, as Mike is right now, but... You know, as always, we give you opportunities to win Allie's money each and every morning right around this time. So if you're thinking you could have done better, then you can call in and win your money tomorrow or the next day. Allie, here we go. Question number one.
Yeah.
Let's go with this. This mustached man, known for his security work, is officially joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars season 35.
Known for his security work?
That's right.
Is it Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Paul Blart Mall Cop. Great guess. I wish that was right. It's actually even better than that, though.
I have a guess.
Yeah, go ahead, Omar.
Is it Guillermo?
It is Guillermo.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be awesome.
Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel Live, who used to be a parking lot attendant / security guard, and now he's been Jimmy's sidekick for a while. Doesn't seem very... he's funny. He's funny as all hell, but I could not imagine
that he was...
He's going to learn the cha-cha with like an insanely hot woman.
Yeah, so he is going to be fully aroused as he learns how to dance with the stars, but no one gets the point. We move on to question number 2. Move over, gaze. This team is having a parade today. Which team is having their own championship parade today?
That would be the Knicks.
The New York Knicks. He guessed Austria for some strange reason.
What?
Allie gets the point. She's on the board.
It'd be fun if they were having a parade. We just didn't know.
And maybe they are. Who knows if Austria is having a parade of some sort. We got a question number three. Mike Myers has confirmed that he's bringing back this movie
Austin
for
Powers.
The fourth time. Our Austin Powers. Finally, Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Mike goes on the board with that. Omar's been sitting with his finger on that drop for years.
A lot of Austin Powers.
He couldn't play them because it made no sense. But now they're coming back. 2-1 as we go to question number four. McDonald's, speaking of nostalgia and bringing things back, is bringing back this menu item for the first time in 34 years.
Yeah, it's their apple pie thing.
Need more specific.
Their apple fritter?
No, can't accept that.
Thing.
They've had apple pie on the menu before. I mean, they have apple pie on the menu. But
apple tart?
No.
Apple...
It's how the apple pie is prepared.
An apple fried apple?
Ah, the deep fried apple pie, which I think they finally moved away from because of just how incredibly unhealthy it probably was.
But now that everyone's on GLP-1s, they're like, bring it
what
on!
The hell?
Three bites.
The deep fried apple pie is making a return. Allie gets half a point on that one because she kind of knew the dessert. And he guessed pizza, so sadly he's not right. Final question, World Cup game happening at SoFi today. Can you name one of the teams that is playing in the World Cup game?
God, Mexico?
That's a great guess.
That's true. That's right.
Relax, Vanessa. You're not the only expert here. I would have accepted quite a few different teams, Allie, that are playing, but the Mexico-South Korea game is going on.
Okay.
So congratulations. Sadly, Mike, you put in a decent effort, but you have no money coming your general direction. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock?
I am Mike from your Belinda. Allie knows the news.
You know, we like to give you things on the show, and if we can't give you Allie's money... We will hopefully be giving you a giant TV and a mountain of meat later on. And not to get you too excited for next week, but if you're a fan of this band right here, Royal Otis, we have a pretty cool opportunity coming up that will involve you and this band and a bus. And we'll give you all, and Postmaster Johnny. That's right. That's right. It's going to be the Bang Bus with Postmaster Johnny. we'll give you those details coming up on K-Rock. Apologies when I'm wrong, I'm wrong, although I'll blame Vanessa for this one, because I had written down, you know, Switzerland and Bosnia as who is playing at the SoFi Stadium today, which is true. And Mexico, and of course, Vanessa got all excited. Goes, yes, Mexico's playing today, and they are playing. That game is not at SoFi. The Mexico-South Korea game is happening. I think that one's in Mexico, actually. So,
Oops, my bad.
Yeah, so once again,
she's drunk. It's okay.
She's hammered, and I'm looking down at my notes. I go, I think I wrote down the right answer. I know what's happening here, but then Vanessa was so confident. She goes, that's right! And I'm going, I don't think it is right. But they're saying that because of, obviously, the importance of that game, that they think there'll be more people watch at the watch parties for that game that care way more about the Mexico game today than even are going to care about
the Bosnia. I did see some kind of, headline about how hundreds and hundreds of people were coming in to watch parties for the Mexico game.
Yeah, so
I think that kind of makes it taking place here in a way.
Yeah, I don't think it would have changed the outcome of Allie Knows the News, sadly, but apologies for being incorrect. And once again, I'll take the heat on that, regardless of if that information came from overly confident producer Vanessa. That was confident that it was going to happen.
Not even in your ear. That was, I'm going to tell everyone.
Usually it's in my ear. I get a lot of bad information.
This is what happened. I heard half of the question. What team is playing today? And I was
SoFi Stadium. Well.
And I forgot the SoFi Stadium.
Allie, what is Grosser right now? And I know that you are currently the reigning champion of the Gross One on the show.
I'm not. Jake is.
No, you won.
You beat Jake in the Gross Off, the last Gross Off. And there's going to be another Gross Off coming soon. I hate to announce that two things are happening right now around me. Both of them have happened before. We have officially...
Another lice issue?
Well, no. We've transitioned in our house from lice to fleas. So as soon as we took
your
care
of... Your kids have fleas
no,
now?
No. The dog has fleas. And because the dog has fleas, as I'm learning, and I just went through... I mean, lice are terrible, and you got to clean everything and vacuum everything and wash everything, mm-hmm. and then go through that process, finally get things back to normal again, only to find out then the dog picked up fleas, because apparently it's the fleas time of the year. So now...
always the fleas? They can survive anything.
I got to go through all of the same stuff. Again, it's literally the same protocol. It's except instead of me rinsing my kids out constantly. It's now taking the putting the dog in the shower, giving him the shampoo, giving him the special stuff, the flea comb. It's a disgusting thing.
Well, but I think that you're just supposed to put flea treatment on them every month, and then you eliminate this problem.
Yeah, but I
don't
did,
most people just put that little thing on the scruff of their neck, yep. And it's not your issue.
Yeah, but eventually, like deodorant, I feel like they overpower the thing, and you got to change out the medicines.
Are they getting stronger than flea medicine?
I think so.
Are you using flea medicine every month?
Not every month, because I forget sometimes, but I do have that thing.
You forget all the time.
I did it about 3 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago. Within the last year, I've done it.
So how many, let's go through how many animal infestations.
Oh, there's another one, though. There's another one, because there has been a skunk issue again that is not just affecting my house, but affecting the neighborhood. So much so that now there are a bunch of people that are chipping in to buy a giant thing of fox urine. And they're saying that...
Is that what keeps the skunks out? So, is fox urine?
Yeah, so apparently now there's a big jug there. I just got a text to ask if I wanted to chip in and get my share of this big jug of fox urine that someone bought. Because apparently everyone's going to be sprinkling it around their yards to try
that
to keep
can't
this.
Be. That, there's probably somebody who heard it somewhere that fox urine... Like, that can't be a real thing.
Oh, there's pictures and everything. I'll show you.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's pictures.
They have a picture of the jug and everything.
I guarantee you, you will buy this and put it there, and it will do nothing.
Well, if you remember the time,
like, wasn't everybody buying other urine to keep coyotes out, and it doesn't do crap.
Well, I have purchased that the last time because someone told me that was the right one, but I think what I bought was sadly like a female coyote in heat urine or something, and it just brought a bunch of coyotes
right.
by.
Right. So how much animal urine have you bought over the years?
Just one time.
Okay. Now this is the second time you're going to be buying animal urine.
Oh, that's not true. That's actually not true. I did also buy synthetic dog urine one time because we were trying to train our dog to pee on the dog pee-pee pad. And so...
To fake a drug test.
So I needed my dog to get
Your
a
dog
job.
Had to pass.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to find this. This is what the thing looks like. But it's a giant jug, and now there's a warning that someone posted this jug of fox urine that they bought, and someone else said, that's not a good brand. You should buy this one instead.
Who knows good brands of fox urine? Isn't the only brand Fox?
Well, Mountain Dew, I think, makes a good one.
Yeah, that's true.
Mountain Dew, code
yeah.
Fox.
Yeah, it's fox urine code red. It's great.
Do you think that this has anything to do with the fact that your neighbors are moving out of your area at a very fast rate? Because you're the urine guy.
Listen, could be part of it.
I mean, you always have some kind of an infestation. You had lice, you have fleas, you have skunks, like a disgusting Noah's Ark over
right.
there.
Right, I assume this is every place, though. I mean, we live in the Wild West.
None of us have had that issue.
Well, I've never had
skunks, multiple skunk infestations in multiple houses.
Can we all announce our issues publicly so that anyone who's listening, who's dealing with something, doesn't feel so chastised by what they're going through? Allie, go ahead, announce your two issues now, because you got them.
Nothing.
You have rats?
There are some droppings, but
okay,
that's
so,
not
so
an issue.
Just announce it. Don't be ashamed. You're a rat person.
They're outside only, where rats always are.
And in your grill, and in your car, and somewhere else.
No, they're only in the backyard as of now.
Omar, what issues do you currently have? Be honest.
The only issue that I currently have, and I'm dealing with it, and it sucks because they're ruining my hibiscus plants, are white flies.
Oh, those are gross.
Yeah. So I have a lot of white flies.
Now that
I'm going
mentioned
there,
that, I think we have those too.
Yeah, okay. I'm spraying them with dish soap, and I have like those little sticky traps everywhere, and then I try to rinse them every couple of days. It's a huge pain in my
Jake,
ass.
Jake, what are you dealing with right now? Be honest.
Actually, my ants are gone. I think the most I have are like little like ankle biter mosquitoes outside. But
and his little cricket issue is getting louder.
The crickets that follow you around your comedy shows.
Oh, yeah, those crickets have found me and have gathered around at night.
They're like in surround sound now.
Yeah. But that's not really...
I gotta turn on the AC to drown them out at night.
That's just a Jake's
that's
not
a
fun
Jake
issue.
Right, that's a Jake needs a good joke issue. I got it. So you had ants, so you think your ant problem is gone.
Ant problem is gone, yeah.
Johnny, are you dealing with anything currently, a current infestation that we should know about?
Yeah, last night I had three coyotes attack our trash cans outside because I forgot to properly throw my food away in the trash can.
Oh. Okay, so that seems about right.
That seems like a you issue.
This also seems to be the time of year. No, but coyotes, I mean, that's... And Vanessa, do you have anything in Long Beach?
Yes, I hate to admit this. One, so many spiders. So many spiders. And number two, which I... Please don't... A freaking big old cucaracha came into my house that I had to with my
a
life.
A bagel cucaracha did a what?
That sounds delicious.
Big, cockroach.
Big old cockroach.
That is the most popular dance at the Bar Mitzvah circuit, the bagel cucaracha. They love it.
I had to fight it. It was disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Well, how did you fight it?
Did he win?
I don't think so.
I don't think you did.
I think the
I did win. I did win.
How did you get rid of the cockroach?
I sprayed it a ton.
With
and then
what?
I grabbed a bunch of paper towels and I threw it in the trash.
Well, what did you spray it with? Because I know you don't have like a proper spray. So what did you use?
Spray,
like perfume?
Cleaning spray.
Okay, oh, Windex.
It needs to get wet. It needs to die.
Right. Okay.
Right. Okay. Jesus. All right. All right. Well,
you are Colombian.
So the reality is that
kill it slowly.
We've all got our things, right? We've all, and it does feel like it's the time of year that we're all being infested with stuff. I just happen to have two hitting me at once now after just getting out of a lice thing. Now,
yes, but
I move right directly into fleas slash skunks.
But I don't think people get lice as much as you get lice. And I don't think people get skunks as much as you get skunks. You're the only person I know that's had that many skunk problems.
Didn't he also have a raccoon issue at one point?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was the old place. By the way, someone is nominating Omar Talon about hibiscus as the gayest show saying of the month. So if you're keeping track.
Especially of, white flies.
Of the gayest. Things that have been said on the show during Pride Month. Omar arguing, complaining about his...
Come on, man. Omar, they're ruining my plants.
I think this
hibiscus
be
are the gayest flowers.
Yeah. Hey, I like those flowers. Yeah, they're very tropical looking.
Do we have an update? Jake, how many clips have you pulled so far for gayest thing that's been said this month?
At least like a dozen.
Okay. And where do you think Omar's hibiscus line ranks in that list?
One or two.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
I think Johnny's saying something about the D is probably up there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait, does anyone have the, access to this audio, or are you just stockpiling it?
Oh, Omar has most of it, but I have, like, a master list, too.
Okay. I'm just very curious, because I know that we're, like, more than halfway through the month right now. We've been keeping track of who will say the absolute gayest thing on the show during the month, during Pride Month.
And I knew it wouldn't be me.
And Allie is confident it's not going to be her, and she's the only actual gay person on the show. So the idea that you're going to lose this is crazy. And Omar's been stockpiling lines with the help of Jake, the arbiter of sound. And so
arbiter
we will get
audio.
To it. But make sure you pull Omar's hibiscus line. It could be a new front runner.
Great.
We got to take a quick break. We're back after this with news, a brand new hour of the show, a giant TV in your future, a mountain of meat, and so much more next.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rock, for your Klein Alley show, if you need us, 800-520-1067. If you're new to the show and you're trying to figure out what this thing is all about, this guy explains it pretty well.
Klein and Alley is where all the misfits of Los Angeles get together and kind of just, you know, poke fun at each other and have a good time. You know, that's what we do for 4 hours, you know, 5 days of the week.
There you go. That's one of them misfits by the name of Pantyhose Greg. A bunch of misfits just hang out and poke fun at each other. That's the recipe for the show. And now there's this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
The Knicks parade is happening now. This last 2 weeks probably marks the least productive work weeks in the history of New York City. Hundreds of thousands of people are gathered right now. They expect that it could get up to 5 million people in this area. This goes from Battery Park all the way up to City Hall. The subways do not even stop in Lower Manhattan right now for safety reasons. So even if you wanted to go there now, you would not be able to. There are 10,000 police officers there. It's 1/3 of the entire police force. Great day to commit a crime.
Oh, yeah.
There's nobody around. If you want to rob a bunch of empty houses, everybody is there. Some tickets to the parade ceremony were being given away via lottery. So I think it was over 300,000 people had applied for the lottery. 600 tickets are being given out. And there's performances like Alicia Keys is doing Empire State of Mind. They're doing, of course, speeches and things like that.
I'm from New York!
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, no.
We're from the home of a terrorist. Yes, I'm from New York! I got a honeymoon. Yes,
I'm from New York.
People thought it was one of those Macy's Day big giant balloon things, but it was just Fat Joe.
You think he was flying above?
Yeah, they look at it big. That's the Macy's thing.
They're calling it the biggest ticker tape parade in New York's history. Mm. And I don't know what a ticker tape parade is, Omar, since you're the parade expert. How is that different than any other parade?
I have no idea what a ticker tape parade is.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I know that some people were getting paid as much as $1,000 to reserve spots for other people, which is a
great... So they don't have to wait in line.
Great side hustle if you can figure that
but
out.
Even but even if you are saving spots for somebody, I don't even know how you would get to that spot. Right. I mean, looking at some of this footage, there's no way you can even walk. Even people that were leaving the subway, as soon as you get off the subway... There's nowhere to go. You're stuck in the stairwell, and everyone's just celebrating in the stairwell. You can't even get out to the streets.
Yeah. Well, look, it's exciting. As you know, we've had a lot of championships in L.A. recently, and it's always fun. And but New York, obviously.
New York!
Calm down, Fat Joe. We don't need that. But they... There's a big drought. They needed this. At least it felt like they needed this.
Oh, of course. I think it's fantastic. It's just incredible that that many people are crowded into that small of an area. And that they're, even people who are stuck in the subway stairwell are having the best time
probably
of their lives. You know,
schools got closed today. And well, it's summer, so I guess there shouldn't be schools
open.
No,
but I think there are still some schools in session because they were like, they're off tomorrow, but they're also off today. So yeah. Everyone kind of had this 3-day work week and 3-day school week. Mm. But they also, they were saying that, like, the people that are there are just, like, they are brought together in a way that New York hasn't been brought together in years.
Yeah.
That
well, just go back to
the togetherness
each other
of
tomorrow.
All of it. Yeah, exactly.
Tomorrow. But
people
today,
who are flipping each other off one day are just hugging each other the next. So it's kind
beautiful.
Of beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. All the fast casual dining places try and stay relevant by offering all-you-can-eat deals, bottomless food deals. And I think overall, it's not great for the company, but Olive Garden does an endless soup deal, a never-ending soup deal. And there's a server who's complaining about this, which is giving Olive Garden sort of a bad reputation for treating their servers badly with this deal.
What's a way that we could really f*** over our servers and waste their time?
Is this a real voice?
We could make our...
No, it's like some kind of a voice change thing.
Because
this woman doesn't look like this, unless she just has a...
That's crazy.
Unless she's like a really hot girl with a wildly weird voice, which would be hilarious.
Bottomless soup and salad, $12.50. The servers are going to run around the restaurant like crazy. Dinner rush. And only make, if they tip 20%, a $2.05 tip. Also going to advertise that we have free water and a free slice of lemon. And that no ice is an option.
So, obviously, this is good for Olive Garden, but not good for the people who work at
Olive. Well, it can't be good for Olive. I mean, they want to get people in there for the soup, unlimited soup, salad, breadstick deal, hoping that they then buy some other stuff. That's always the goal.
How many cups of soup do you think a person can...
I mean, the people that take advantage of this deal, when we used to in college...
They're like fast all day.
We would get very high. When they had the endless pasta bowls, we would get as high as we could possibly get. We would all dump out ahead of time to make room. We would go in there, and I had a buddy that could put down 8, 10, 12 bowls of pasta.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I always tapped out at about 4. I couldn't do much more than 4.
When I worked in the restaurant industry, the kitchen would always make, like, a big soup for us at the beginning of our shift because it would fill you up, and it would help you, you know, have the energy to get through the shift. So if you're going soup, I feel like it's such a filling thing. I don't know, but so is pasta. If you can take down 8 plates of pasta, I guess you probably take down 50 cups of soup.
But I also feel like you don't really, the 20% rule, I think, is you need to like do different math on that because, yes, maybe you're giving 20% of what you paid for that endless soup, salad, breadstick, but if that person's coming to your table 15 times, you may
get... Yeah, but people don't think like that.
Especially
if they're going to Olive Garden.
Right,
they
I
just
get
want
it.
To... spend the least amount possible on the most amount of food.
And that server's not going to give you extra mints at the end of your meal, so you're not playing the long game because you get those chocolate mints at the end. It makes it all worth it.
Some people have irrational fears. Some have traditional fears, like a fear of flying. And with one music producer, he says his life was saved because of his fear of flying. He was about to board the helicopter that crashed in Brazil and killed Oliver Tree, the singer. And he said he backed out at the last minute because of his fear of flying. And they said, hey, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. We'll get you a car instead. So, you know, you think about Johnny and his fear of flying. Yes, he's only been on one airplane, but after that, he didn't want to do it anymore. He just wants to drive to Vegas and different places. And, you know, sometimes you're like, come on, dude, just get back on a plane. But then some people have a real fear, and then that fear actually does pan out and save their lives.
Yeah, you think about all of the times.
Like, when did your weird fear actually work out?
Right, and you've heard quite a few stories. I know that, like, Seth MacFarlane, a Family Guy, I mean, his was a little different because he just missed his flight that was supposed to be on 9/11. But you hear these stories, and it was one of the planes that went down. And
yeah.
You hear these stories of people that were destined for, you know, Final Destination-style stuff, and then all of a sudden, change of plan happened, missed a flight, moved a flight, and it turned out to be the one thing that saved their life. And that's got to be one of those crazy feelings you have for the rest of your life.
Where you're like, everyone was telling me to get over this fear.
Right.
And I didn't.
And look at me now.
And look at me now. I'm alive.
So, well, there you have it. I think they just released it's hard to tell anymore what's real and what's AI, but I think they just released the actual footage that was shot right before Oliver Tree got on the chopper, like the thing he was shooting with that YouTuber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was like them hugging and then getting in the helicopter.
Oh,
but who knows
God,
anymore
that's
what's
so
real.
Sad.
Yeah, really, very crazy. We get into a brand new hour of the show. We do it right now on K-Rock. Here we go.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.